Hi, my name is Big, Big Winners. Now, me and Charlie, we were just talking about Kevin Skarbitzky's article from Thursday titled Winning on Signing Day Doesn't Guarantee Anything in the Iron Bowl. Well, Kevin said, so should we go ahead, beat the rush, and pencil in an Alabama victory in the 2014 Iron Bowl right now? You know, since the Crimson Tide finished with the consensus number one signing class, maybe the greatest class ever, to hear the recruiting experts tell it to stack on top of all those other number one classes it gathered before? Probably not. Just to be safe, we should probably wait. If winning the first Wednesday in February guaranteed winning the last game in November, Alabama would be gunning for its fourth or fifth or sixth Iron Bowl victory in a row. But it's not. As close as Alabama actually is to six in a row over Auburn, when the teams meet November 29th in Bryant-Denny Stadium, the Crimson Tide out to avenge one of the most painful defeats in program history. You know it as the Kick Six, and it propelled Gus Malzahn and company toward the SEC title and BCS championship game. When the Tide and Tigers play the sequel to the mother of all Iron Bowls, each team will have a shot to break the 50-50 deadlock that exists between them in the last 4 years. That's right. Alabama has signed the number one recruiting class in the nation for 4 straight years, but it's done no better than break even in the last 4 Iron Bowls. Now, this is when my Shirley, the big Bama fan that she is about, had a come apart. She starts telling me about how Auburn barely beat Alabama in 2010 and 2013, and how badly Bama beat Auburn in 2011 and 2012. Well, I really hate it when Shirley makes good points. Well, I'm not a smart man, but I know over the last 4 years, the math clearly shows Auburn with 2 wins and Bama with 2 wins. That's 50-50. I pointed out to my Shirley that you can only play 11 of those blue chip players at any one time, and that Nick Saban has a really hard time deciding which ones to put on the field. I think that's why he hired Lane Kiffin. This year, I would bet if Kiffin can't win the Iron Bowl, well, Nick will kick him to the curb faster than Chris Davis can run 109 yards. Until next time, follow us on RollTideWarEagle.com.